Behold the Greatest Sorrow, a reflection by Father Michael Rodriguez. Today, September 15th, in her liturgy, the Church honors the seven sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This mystery is intimately connected to the cross, to Fatima, and to the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Stabat Mater Dolorosa, juxta crucem lacrimosa. Most Holy Mary, stood by the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, full of love and grace, full of anguish, sorrow, and tears. From the Book of Lamentations, chapter 1, verse 12, quote, O ye all that pass by the way, behold, and see if there be any sorrow like to my sorrow. Close quote. Our Catholic religion directs us to behold the greatest sorrow that the world has ever known. The sufferings and sorrow of the only Son of God and of His Most Holy Mother, Mary. Consider that all of the sufferings of Jesus were also Mary's sufferings. Mary was so perfectly united to her Son that she suffered His passion and death just as He suffered it. The Virgin Mary revealed to St. Bridget of Sweden, quote, When my Son suffered, I felt His pain as though my heart endured the identical sorrows and torments that He endured. When my Son was being scourged and torn with whips, my heart was scourged and whipped with Him. When He looked at me from the cross and I at Him, two streams of tears gushed from my eyes. And when He saw me oppressed with sorrow, He experienced such violent anguish at my desolation that the pain caused by His sorrow was my sorrow and His heart was my heart. Close quote. There is a prayer to Our Lady of Sorrows which begins as follows. Holy Mary, Mother of Sorrows, whose heart was pierced with a fresh sword of grief at every station on the way of the cross, obtain for us, we beseech Thee, O Most Loving Mother, a perpetual remembrance of our Blessed Savior's cross and death, and a true and tender devotion to all the mysteries of His Most Holy Passion. So ask Our Lady of Sorrows to obtain these graces for you. In particular, a perpetual remembrance of our Blessed Savior's cross and death. This is precisely the mark of Catholicism. Our Blessed Savior's cross and death is at the heart of our holy faith. Just think for a moment about Holy Mass. Holy Mass is perpetually taking place in the life of the Church. And Holy Mass is not only a perpetual remembrance of our Blessed Savior's cross and death, but it is a perpetual representation or presence of our Blessed Savior's cross and death. The more that we keep in our minds and our hearts a remembrance of our Blessed Savior's cross and death, and the more that we live the Holy Mass, the more we will reject sin the more we will grow in virtue and holiness, and the closer we will be united to Our Lady in her sorrows. The prayer that I quoted from earlier continues in the following way, and pay close attention so that you can ask Our Lady of Sorrows also to help you to obtain these graces. Obtain for us the grace to hate sin, even as Christ hated it in the agony of the garden, to endure wrong and insults with all patience, as He endured them in the judgment hall, to be meek and humble in all our trials, as He was before His judges, to love our enemies, even as He loved His executioners and prayed for them upon the cross, and to glorify God and do good to our neighbors, even as He did in every mystery of His sufferings. Also note that there are very special connections between Our Lady of Sorrows and Our Lady of Fatima. At the very center of the message of Fatima is devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary is also a sorrowful heart, the Immaculate and Sorrowful Heart of Mary. In my own case, that's one of the ways that I like to pray to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, adding also that dimension of her sorrows, the Immaculate and Sorrowful Heart of Mary. And one very significant thing from Fatima is that Sister Lucia often mentioned how our Blessed Mother at Fatima was sad, that she was sorrowful. And there is that very clear mark of Our Lady's sorrows in her message at Fatima, obviously also because of what's taking place in the world, and because neither the good nor the bad have heeded her message. Let us conclude by praying to Our Lady of Sorrows. Mother of our crucified Savior, pray for us. Mother most sorrowful, pray for us. Mother most tearful, pray for us. Mother most afflicted, pray for us. Mother most lonely, pray for us. Mother most desolate, pray for us. Mother pierced by the sword of sorrow, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
This reflection has been brought to you by the Fatima Center. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. For more resources regarding the message of Our Lady of Fatima and the Catholic faith, and to support this vital apostolate with your donations, please visit our website, fatima.org, or call us at 1-800-263-8160. This is a message so many need to hear. Please pass it on to others. Immaculate and Sorrowful Heart of Mary, pray for us.